This is Dairy Radio Now.
On our Milky Monday, High Ground Dairy's Lucas Feast talks with Lee Milky about the U.S. dairy industry and the urgency needed for USDA to act. Lee?
Lucas, the National Milk Producers Federation representing U.S. dairy farmers and the International Dairy Foods Association representing U.S. dairy processors joined together last week to call on Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue to take several decisive steps to save the dairy industry. High Ground Dairy warned of the need to act immediately. We're recording this before we've heard any response from the administration, but tell us about the recommended steps and how effective they might be.
It was certainly encouraging to see that joint proposal that the two largest dairy associations in DC presented to USDA last week. There are several measures in the proposal. First and foremost is addressing the steep oversupply in milk that this country is dealing with. We've seen an estimated at least 10% oversupply after seeing the sharp food service declines in the country due to social distancing measures. Reduced restaurant sales have severely cut into dairy demand in recent weeks, seeing futures prices crash lower to 2009 levels and severely unprofitable levels for dairy farmers. There's a provision in there to pay dairy farmers $3 per hundredweight on 90% of their production if production is cut by 10% from their March 2020 baseline. This is the biggest supply proposal that is in the suggested steps that USDA take. But again, it's very unclear what steps, if any, USDA will do during this time of uncertainty. There are some other factors in the proposal as well. There are some loans programs to processors and co-ops who are working through cash crunches. There is a proposal to make sure that any milk that is dumped be paid for. And then there are some purchasing provisions as well, including money for dairy products that would go to food banks or making sure that SNAP recipients have dairy available. A key thing to remember is how quickly and exactly on what fronts USDA will move. Again, this is just a proposal at this point. It could take weeks, it could take months to see any action from USDA. In the meantime, futures values at decade lows for Class 3 milk and cheese and butter, creating stress dairy farmers across the country and across the entire supply chain.
Lucas Fees, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
The coronavirus pandemic's caused all but the most essential businesses in most states to shut down. John Newton, chief economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says commodity prices have been hit hard.
Come mid-March, as this virus hit the United States, commodity prices fell sharply, as were many of the livestock and dairy products. And then we've also seen pretty steep declines for corn and soybeans and increased volatility in wheat. They've seen their returns diminish significantly. And I think longer term really depends on how long of a tail we have on this and when the U.S. economic recovery efforts get underway and we get these restaurants and other parts of the food service sector up and running again.
The damage to agriculture has already been extensive. Newton says it's a little early yet to be able to know what the larger picture of the farm economy will look like.
I think it depends on what the administrative aid packages look like. It depends on how the stimulus efforts to the wider economy help. And then I think it depends on ultimately what our crop growing conditions look like this year and trade and demand for our products, how those continue to materialize as we move forward through the year.
And that's John Newton, chief economist for the American Farm Bureau. And I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.